Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into Landers Field playoff baseball. First round, the Verbena Red Devils make the trip here to Fayetteville to take on the Wolves. Jacob Bassett, Blake Bagley will be here shortly as we are about ready for the first pitch. Ryan Simmons, Jackson Brothers, Houston Brothers, Noah Sullivan, Caden Coggins, Trey Brown, Carson Robertson, Colton Bice, and Virgian Guzman, the nine in the lineup for the Red Devils. And Brenton Cantrell, Mason Williams behind the plate. Blake McDaniel at first base, Eli Franklin at second. At third base, you have Carter Goins, shortstop Aiden Hernandez, left to right in the outfield. You have Cam Hammonds, Eli Burns, and Connor Crumpton as we are about ready to get this thing started. A beautiful day for baseball. Fans starting to fill in Landers Field. Two games tonight. As I'm trying to get this lineup situated. As it's going to be an early start. As we're about ready to throw this thing down and get underway. And the throwdown has been made, and we're about ready to get this thing started. As the center fielder Ryan Simmons steps in the batter's box, and we are about ready to get underway. Cantrell gives the okay. Here's the first pitch. Right at 425, 81 degrees, and the first pitch is tipped into the glove of Mason Williams for strike one. Here's Cantrell with second pitch, 0-1. Curveball, foul down the third baseline, strike two. And here's the 0-2 from Cantrell. Swing and a miss, and that's strike one. And that will bring up Jackson Brothers, son of their head coach, Allen Brothers. And here's the first pitch to Brothers. Curveball finds the, well, it didn't find the top of the zone, said the umpire behind the plate. And it's one ball, zero strikes. Brothers hits that one over to Franklin at first. Here's a throw to McDaniel for out number two. And that'll be the second retired batter in the Verbena order. And they'll bring up the three-hole Brothers brother, Houston Brothers, the pitcher, will now step in to the batter's box down to two outs. And here's the pitch from Cantrell. Curveball stayed dangerously high above the head of Brothers for ball one, and Cantrell quick to set up. Here's the pitch. Finds the outside corner of the plate. Strike one. And here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, that's strike two. So here's the 1-2. Fouls that one above our heads towards the gate out there, and it lands on the ground, thankfully. And it's still 1-2. Here's the one. Oh, well, umpire signal time. Now we're playing again. Here's the 1-2. Chopped that one out to Cam Hammonds, and it will get down to the fence. He's going to be in there with at least a double as Hammonds gets that one into Hernandez. And Houston Brothers is at second base with a double. Let's see if they'll leave him on the bases. They will. And that'll bring up Brothers, or Noah Sullivan. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Sullivan. Strike one. Here's the 0-1. Hits that one. And it takes a hop. And it gets behind Burns, and the Red Devils have the first run of the game. Thing took a bad hop on the lip out there just behind second base. And Hernandez or Franklin couldn't quite get to it, and it gets behind Burns. He mishandles it, and unfortunately the Red Devils will score the first run. And that'll bring up Caden Coggins, the catcher. And that first pitch is inside ball one. That one gets behind Williams. And Sullivan down to second base, and it's 2-0. Here's the 2-0. Fouls that one down the first baseline. McDaniel says he has a beat on it, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So that limits the damage to one run here in the top of the first. The Red Devils lead our Fayetteville Wolves 1-0. We'll have the bottom half of the inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are, from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Landers Field. Jacob Bassett here along for the ride with you guys listening on the radio or on the Fayetteville Sports Network app. Well, we welcome you to Landers Field, where the Verbena Red Devils now lead 1-0. Over the home Fayetteville Wolves. This is a doubleheader tonight. We'll have both games the way this is structured. Fayetteville is the home team as they are the area champions in this game. Tonight's game, Verbena will be the designated home team. Fayetteville will be the road team on the scoreboard. And then tomorrow, if necessary, Fayetteville will be home once again. That's where we're at, first round of the Alabama High School Athletic Association playoffs. Childersburg travels to Thorsby tonight to take on the Thorsby Rebels. We'll have that score passed along to you as I will pass David McCurley the scores from this one. So, the two teams from South Talladega County in the playoffs. It'll be Cantrell, Crumpton, and Jones due up for the Wolves, and they will face Houston Brothers out on the hill. Caden Coggins at the plate, first base, Carson Robertson, second base, Versailles Guzman, shortstop, Colton Bass, third base, Jackson Brothers, left to right in the outfield, Trey Brown, Caden Coggins, and Noah Sullivan. And here's the first pitch to Cantrell. He will put that one in the gap in right center field. To the fence it goes. Cantrell rounds first. He will round second. And he will come to third base safely, and he is in there with a triple. And we will get a speed up for Cantrell, and it'll be the speedster Jetliner. And Connor Crumpton to the plate for the Wolves. And there's the first pitch to Crumpton outside of the plate. Ball one. And here's the 1-0. Inside part of the plate finds the black. Strike one. Curveball just misses high. 2-1. Here's the 2-1. And he will hit that one down the first baseline. And he is in there safely as Carson Robertson couldn't handle it. And Jetliner crosses the plate, and we are tied at one. and that'll bring Ethan Jones to the plate. Ethan, the probable starter for game two this evening, just DHing today for game one. And here's the first pitch to Jones. Outside on the curveballs. 1-0. Here's the 1-0. He will hit this one. Long fly ball. Left field. Just dies off at the fence, but he should be in there with a double. Crumpton at third base. So we have two more runners in scoring position. I don't know why the scoreboard doesn't have the Fayetteville run on there, as it is 1-1, and I'm joined by Blake Bagley. Blake, welcome.
Man, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here for some Fayetteville baseball, and I just got here when I could, Jacob.
It's playoff baseball.
Yeah, I know it. I'm excited about that and glad to be here. Looks like the Wolves got on a little bit of a run, too.
So Coach Matt Collier over to Ethan Jones to get all the accessories to take them back to the dugout, and that'll bring up Eli Burns with the runner at second and third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. That one finds the top inside corner, strike one. And Blake, it's a pretty day.
Yes, it is, and we're not looking into the sun like we were at the softball field the other day.
And they're playing Sylacauga right now, curveball. Just misses, gets away from the catcher, Coggins.
Can't let that ball get too far away, Jacob, or you might have the, it looks like Crumpton there sitting on third. He might just come home.
So brothers will come set. And here's the pitch to Burns, and he'll swing and miss on that one. It's 1-2. I'll try to get a score from next door as the Fayetteville Lady Wolves are hosting the Sylacauga Aggies. It's still 0-0, that one just now getting started. Curveball just misses high.
Whew, that was a close one, Jacob. Good eye there by Burns to watch it go by.
So the count now 2-2 to Burns. Crumpton at third, Jones at second. Here's the pitch. Got him on a strike.
Ooh.
Three call, and that one was on the inside of the left-handed batter's box.
Jacob, I think the one he threw right before that he didn't call a strike, was more of a strike than that one. But, you know, you can't get them all right.
So one down now, Eli Franklin to the plate. And here's the first pitch to Franklin. Curveball finds the strike zone, strike one.
Pitcher's got a good little arm on him.
And I believe that's the coach's son.
Okay. Well, he's been taught the in and outs from a young age.
And that's a swing and a miss from Franklin, strike two. And their coach is Allen Brothers. You know, he's the football coach, too.
I was about to say, I remember him from football. We didn't play him last year, did we?
No, we played him in basketball. Curveball just misses high. As the brothers are on this one. The third baseman, Jackson, in Houston, is the pitcher for the Red Devils. And here's a 1-2. He will hit that one down the first baseline, and it is caught by Noah Sullivan. Crumpton tags up. He'll score safely. And Ethan Jones to third base on the sacrifice fly from Eli Franklin.
Yeah, what a hit right there, Jacob. I mean, Crumpton could just hang out there at third until that catch was made, and he had plenty of time to get to home and give the Wolves the 2-1 lead.
So here's the shortstop, Aiden Hernandez. Ball one in the dirt. As Landers Field starting to fill up on the Fayetteville side, at least. As Hernandez hits that one over to third. Here's a throw to first. It is in time for out number three. But Fayetteville gets two to get the lead. They lead 2-1. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Welcome back to Landers Field. Jacob Bassett joined by Blake Bagley, Fayetteville. A 2-1 lead over the Verbena Red Devils, first round state playoffs. And you heard that message from Central Alabama Community College. We'd like to congratulate Taylor Hammonds signing a softball scholarship to go to the next level and be a CAC Trojan next year.
Yep, part of the CAC pack. And, Jacob, there's been a long list of Fayetteville athletes to go to Atlantic City and play for CAC, a good place to be and a good campus, man.
And close to home, you can't beat it.
No, that you can't. Speaking of softball, man, I passed by, you know, just a few minutes ago because I was late, and I seen they were filling up pretty quick over there.
Yeah, they're hosting Sylacauga over there today, and Fayetteville's undefeated against Sylacauga in all sports right now, I do believe. So
good, how you?
That's where we're at right now. And, I'll have that score along for you shortly, as Trey Brown, Carson Robertson, and Colton Bice will face Brenton Cantrell here in the top of the second inning. And here's the first pitch from Cantrell right down the Childersburg Fayetteville Highway for strike one.
Man, that was a beautiful pitch. I'd probably swung on that one.
So here's the 0-1. Curveball hits back to Franklin. He'll make the throw over to first in time for out number one. So Franklin having himself a day over there at second base defensively.
Yeah, I mean, he picked it up running towards third, throwing it back to first. Accurate throw right in the glove there of Loggins, and that's out number one for him.
And he's also responsible for one of the runs on the scoreboard, too, with that sacrifice fly. So here's Carson Robertson, and he'll look at that one low, 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0, right down Averett Drive for strike one. Here's the 1-1. And he will get that high curveball over to a over the head of a diving Franklin, but he was able to get a piece of it and knock it down for Connor Crumpton to pick it up. And Robertson will stay at first base, and Colton Bice will step to the plate.
Well, you know, even though the ball fell right there, they prevented a double and kept it as a single, and that's a win anytime you get a ball go high in the outfield, or in between the infield and outfield, I should say.
So here's the first pitch to Bice. Finds the lower part of the zone, strike one. Here's the 0-1. Finds the lower outside corner, strike two. Strike two. And here's the 0-2. Ball just misses outside. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, Coggins tried to spot that one, but it was just a little too far to the outside.
Curveball jams him up. The comebacker to Cantrell. Over to first is in time. And that is the second out. You said Coggins. That's Williams. Coggins is the Red Devils catcher.
Oh.
You're looking at the wrong Williams. Side there, bud.
Williams, my bad.
It's all right. It happens.
I was like, huh, that's a new guy. He must be really showing out at practice to be there at catcher.
So this is Versane Guzman, the second baseman, with a runner at second base, two outs. Fayetteville leads 2-1. Here's the pitch from Cantrell as Guzman shows bunt, but he pulls the bat back. Ball one.
In a good position here, two outs, one runner on second. Any out will do.
Here's the 1-0. Guzman showed bunt, pulls it back again. Here's the 2-0. Just misses again. 3-0. Here's the 3-0. Just misses, and that's ball four. So back to the top of the order for the Red Devils, Ryan Simmons. The center fielder will step in with two outs, runners at first and second. He'll look at that one. Strike one. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, it was pretty placement there. It looked low, but it was just high enough to be called a strike, Jacob, and batter watched it go by.
Guzman doing a little dance over there at first base to get his lead. Curveball finds the bat, and it'll find the glove of Eli Burns for out number three. So the Red Devils leave two stranded. Nobody crosses the plate. Fayetteville leads 2-1. We'll get you on the other side of the break here on the Crucifines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Spring is a season of fresh starts and new opportunities. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. Whether you're planting roots in your very first home, moving into your forever home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we're here to help you grow. Just like spring, every stage of life brings new beginnings, and we'll be by your side through all of them. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Visit us online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
And here's a couple of guys that could use some pick-me-ups from the Allen Brew Market. Jacob Bassett, Blake Bagley here at Landers Field. Fayetteville leads 2-1. And Houston Brothers will go in for his second inning of work, and he'll face Carter Goins, Blake McDaniel, and Cam Hemmings.
good lineup if you're a Wolves fan to watch come up to bat. And hopefully we can add on to that one-run lead we got. Jacob, we've had the bats going. Just a couple pop flies got us last inning.
Yeah. And here's the first pitch to Goins. Squares the bunt, pulls it back, and it's ball one. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. 2-0. That was halfway in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 2-0. Curveball just misses high. 3-0.
Looks like, Jacob, they might be putting him on base intentionally.
Well, I don't know why, because you have some power coming up.
Yeah, it don't make any sense, but that's what it... Yep.
And this ball four, and Goins will take the trip to first base, and Blake McDaniel will step to the plate.
Next up for the Wolves, we have first baseman number 17, Blake McDaniel.
There's a really good crowd here at Landers Field.
Yeah, this place is filling up, Jacob. And it's not even 5 o'clock yet.
I would imagine that second game, you'll have all them people from Verbena.
Yep.
And is going. We'll take the trip to first base. I don't know why I flinched right there. I never flinched, but that one gets behind the catcher, Coggins, and going standing up at second base.
Runner advances second, 1-0, no strikes. So we're in pretty good shape right now, Jacob, and 0 outs. Carr getting him a decent lead off a second. Pitcher seeing that.
And there's an inside strike to Blake McDaniel. Felt the wind on his elbows on that one.
Yeah, it was about as inside as you can get with it still being a strike.
Here's the 1-1.
Oh.
And that'll hit Blake in the noggin.
Loggins gets hit in the noggin.
So McDaniel down to first base. And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds.
He'll have to take a trip to the blue tent. I'm just kidding.
So here he is, Cam Hammonds. And here's the pitch. Cam squares up to bunt. He offers strike one.
Now, Jacob, how do you play this as a parent? You got twins of one boy, one girl. They're both seniors and both possibly could be playing in their last sequence of games. So which game do you go to?
As Hammonds bunts that one down the third baseline, everybody is safe.
Heck of a bunt right there, Jacob. He put that one exactly where it needed to be, and he got to first before the third baseman even got to the ball.
And here's an opportunity for Cantrell to give himself some insurance. But to answer your question, Arby's sitting behind us, and I bet you anything, Robin's sitting over there across the street at the softball field.
Yep, that's probably exactly what's going on.
You hear Bruce Cantrell behind us cheering on the old grandson. His Fayetteville baseball career starting to wind down, and that one's over the head of Cantrell. So, brother's starting to get a little wild here.
Yeah, he's letting his arm get a little away from him, Jacob. You might see their coach call a timeout here in just a minute, settle him down, especially if things ain't looking good for him right now in this series.
And here's the pitch to Cantrell. He hits that one in the gap. That'll score Goins. Around third comes McDaniel. And over to third is Cam Hammonds. So runners at the corners now for Connor Crumpton. Nobody out. Fayetteville now leads 4-1.
That ball couldn't have been put any better than where it was, Jacob. Just right in between the gap right there to get Cantrell on. And it may only be a single, but he batted two runs in. And so now the Wolves with a 4-1 lead and 0 outs.
And Jet Liner will come in to pinch run for Cantrell. And an update, bottom of the first over at Howard Parker Field, Fayetteville and Sylacauga tied as the first inning comes to a close. First pitch to Crumpton. In there for a strike as Jetliner jets over to second base.
That was a beautiful pitch. I'm sure Crumpton may have been told to watch that one so Jet could get to second, because
that one, slider in there. 0-2 the count. Curveball fouled away.
Staying alive.
So here's the 0-2. As that one gets away from Coggins, but everybody will hold, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, he got to that one quick, Jacob. It didn't help. It hit the concrete block wall there, or concrete wall, I should say, right there in front of us. Had it hit the net, they'd have had time, but it was bouncing right back to him and played to his advantage on that one.
We need to put a pad back there. To
I like that idea.
So here's the 1-2 to Crumpton. He will foul that one over to the batting cages. Over the batting cage.
If we just put that one out the other way, we'll be in good shape.
And it's still 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Oh, wow. That'll score Hammonds. Is that one way wild from Brothers?
Yeah, that one was all kind of crazy right there. Bulls now with a 5-1 lead, Jacob. And their coach hadn't came to the mound to talk to the pitcher yet, but I think that's in our near future.
I would believe so. So the count now 2-2 to Crumpton. And there's a strike three. And that's only the first out, Blake, as Ethan Jones will step to the plate. Brothers will come set. Here's the pitch to Jones. Just misses low. One ball, no strikes.
Yeah, all he's got to do is hit this one to the outfield, Jacob, and pop fly, and that'll send Jet home. That'll be another score for the Wolves.
Jones, a big cut on that one. Doesn't make contact, so it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Just misses outside. 2-1. No, it should be two balls, one strike. So we're on the right page here. Here's the 2-1. And he will hit this one left center field, way back to the fence. It dies off again. That's the second one he's hit that's died off, and that'll score Jetliner, and Ethan is in there with his second double of the afternoon. That's two from Jones that's died off right there in that same spot.
Man, you're talking about two hits, two doubles, two at-bats, only in the second inning. Man, what a day for him so far. Yeah, probably on the mound next game, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I would say so, and that'll bring up Eli Burns, and Eli Franklin awaits on deck.
Time on the field.
Hey, And here's the pitch. Burns chops that one into the gap. And around third base comes Ethan Jones. Baseball is all the way at the fence. Eli Burns travels around third base, and he will be in there
with an
inside the park home run. Zero errors on that. So we will give him the inside the park home run.
Jacob, I don't know if I've ever seen a ball hit the ground before it gets to the pitcher's mound and get an inside the park home run without an error.
Nobody touched it, so there's no errors on there.
I don't know if there was a miscommunication on who they thought was going to get it, Jacob, but that was just, if you're the coaching staff for the Red Devils, that right there is unacceptable.
Yeah. So that'll bring up Eli Franklin. One out. Fayetteville leads 8-1. And that one will get behind Coggins, the catcher. Here's the 1-0. Just misses outside, 2-0.
Hey, he thought about swinging on that one and pulled it back. Good thinking there by Franklin.
Here's a 2-0. Just misses outside, 3-0. And here's a 3-0. Check the swing. Didn't go. That's ball four, and Franklin down to first base.
He almost went. Oh, that one was close. And we're about getting back. We're getting back to Carter Goins, who started off the inning at bat, Jacob, after this one.
And that is Aiden Hernandez to the plate. And a pickoff over at first base, not in time. And Franklin is in there safe. Franklin, the takeoff. Second base, is it almost hit Aiden Hernandez? He's saying it didn't hit him. Umpire says it didn't hit him. And here is the much-anticipated mound visit from Coach Brothers.
Jacob, I think we're about four runs too late for the mound visit, but I guess better late than never.
So he'll talk things over with his pitcher, also his son. And we'll play some music on the loudspeaker over there.
You know, I wonder what kind of conversation you have with your son up there on the mound. Like, son, you know, I love you, and I'm still going to feed you supper, but you're going to have to get this together out here on the mound, man, because he started out great, and since then it's been downhill. His arm's gotten away from. I don't know if he's worn out from all the pitching he's done or what, but I think it'd be probably beneficial to maybe get a change in there.
And then you have the other brother over there doing a dance on the pitcher's mound there. It's a good day at the ballpark. I'll give him that one.
Yeah.
Let's see what Brothers has done so far. We'll look at the old game changer here.
What he's telling his brother is, I told you, Dad, that I was Dad's favorite because you can't pitch. It's probably what he's telling him. You know how Brothers are.
Has thrown 47 pitches, and we are in the second inning here.
Is that many pitches?
47.
Whew. Yeah, he's probably starting to get a little fatigue set in. And one thing that don't help, the Wolves have been hot tonight. I mean, his pitches have been pretty good. They've just been getting hit.
And they're hitting it in perfect spots. Bunt attempt from Hernandez goes low, and he'll pull that one back.
And you can tell somebody's visibly frustrated with Franklin getting a third on the Red Devil side.
Well, I said, Robin Hammonds was at the softball field, and she's walking behind us now, and that one gets away from Coggins, 3-0 to Hernandez. So both Hammonds' parents over here right now.
You know, I know we talked about Taylor going to Cat. What's Cam's plans?
Well, he's looking at places. I'll say that. So here's a 3-0. That one gets away. It's ball four in the bottom of the second. Fayetteville and Sylacauga still tied at one.
Who now?
Sylacauga. Fayetteville and Sylacauga tied at one apiece.
Where are they playing at?
Right over there.
Oh. Thorsby?
Yes. No. No, Childersburg is playing at Thorsby. Fayetteville softball is hosting Sylacauga. That's the score I just gave right over there.
Oh, they hadn't started the playoffs?
No.
Oh.
That's our area tournament next week. Because that one just about hit going.
I thought you said that. See, I got confused, see. I thought when you said David that he was at the softball field.
No, he wanted to know what the score of our game was, so I had to let him know. As Goins hits that one in the gap, that'll score Franklin. And that will also score Hernandez. It's 10-1.
Jacob, they might end this first one in three innings. Is it 15 after three?
Yeah. Coach Brothers over there beside himself. And that'll bring up Blake McDaniel, who was hitting the noggin the last time he was up.
Yep.
Goins takes off to second base. McDaniel looks at that one, strike one. So a purpose pitch there. And McDaniel understood the assignment. So here's the 0-1. Gets away from Coggins. And Goins over to third base. And it's 1-1.
Was putting a hurting on him in this inning.
McDaniel fouls that one off. I seem to have lost it. It's going to find the parking lot. Nobody home. And it's 1-2.
You couldn't ask for better weather today at the ball field, Jacob. I mean, the weather is just nice.
That cloud just needs to find just a little bit of sun.
Yep.
And that's called strike three on the curveball.
Good. Maybe that's a confidence builder for Brothers there. That was exactly where it needed to be.
And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds with two outs. Fayetteville leads 10-1. Hammonds looks at that one in there. Strike one. Got big plans for the weekend?
No, I really ain't got much at all of anything.
Curveball just misses.
What about yourself?
You know what this weekend is. It's race weekend.
Oh, it's race weekend. Okay, yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever watched a NASCAR race in my life.
You got to. That one's just outside 2-1.
McKenna's got a pageant she's going to tomorrow, and I got to watch Bennett.
You got Bennett duty, huh?
Yeah, I got. Well, I wouldn't say duty. It's a pleasure. I love watching my kids and hanging out with my kids.
As Hammonds hits that one over to third base, not in time at first. It gets away, and that'll score Carter Goins and Hammonds over to second base on the throwing error. And it's 11-1. Yeah, it's not necessarily a duty.
Nah, like said, I know it. I'm just messing with you.
It's an honor.
It is an honor. But, yeah, me and him's going to hang out. We'd be outside all day tomorrow because he loves being outside. He'll get mad and start crying if he's looking outside and he's inside, but it's supposed to rain. So I don't know what me and him's going to get into, but I think Papa's going to come down, my dad. And so, man, it's some good guy time tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something.
What? Cantrell hits that one to center field to the flagpole. It'll bounce to the fence. It gets away from the center fielder. Hammonds will score. And Cantrell in there with a double.
10 runs put on the scoreboard for the Wolves here, and we have yet to see in this inning, and we've yet to see a pitching change, Jacob.
Got to think it's inevitable as Cantrell will give way to Jetliner and Al Barnett listening in with us and his predictions to win the race Sunday are two retired drivers now, Rusty Wallace and Ryan Newman. Two guys who could really wheel a car around Talladega back in the day.
So they coming out of retirement to come play?
No,
he just,
you know how Coach Barnett is. Low and outside, but I tell you, he knows the drivers because that's two that could get it done at Talladega.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if maybe they were pulling a Brett Favre or something, you know, coming out of retirement.
Ooh.
Fastball in there, too. Strike one. And I tell you, Rusty Wallace finished more races at Talladega on his lid than he did on all four wheels. As Crumpton hits that one in the gap of center field, it'll get down, and it'll score Jetliner, and it's 13-1.
Jacob, they're going to keep messing around. One of these is going to either go out to park or bounce out.
Yeah, and that'll bring up Ethan Jones.
Next up for the world.
Josh Podoris said, give him Terry Labonte, the NASCAR Hall of Famer from Corpus Christi, Texas, my first ever favorite driver, one of those drivers that could also get it done at Talladega when he was a driver.
Man, give me Bobby Allison.
There you go, another one.
Yeah.
The Alabama game. And Jones will look at that one low. Ball one, but I'll give you my favorite NASCAR driver's name was either Fireball Roberts or Friday Hassler.
See, I've never heard of those guys.
Here's the pitch to Jones. It's low. Ball two. It's 2-0. Here's the 2-0. Just outside 3-0, and I believe Brothers is actually pitching around Jones here. Because Jones has hit two to the fence.
Yeah, he's had two to the fence, and we're not even out of the second inning, Jacob. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
And Jones will hit that one. A scorcher down the third baseline. Brothers dies for it. He'll get it over to first base. It gets away from the first baseman.
Man, what a heck of a grab there by Brothers, though.
That was a diving grab
by
Brothers.
Another run.
Yes. As Crumpton will have to hold at third base, and I believe, well, no, I thought we were going to have a pitching change. We don't.
He's probably wanting to be able to get out of the inning before he makes a change, you know, out of respect. And I understand that, but, you know, that was about 7 runs ago. You could have said that.
And they're making a defensive change. They brought in Sullivan out of right field, and they put Carson Robertson back out there in right field. So a defensive change, but not a pitching change. And here is Eli Burns. Jones will take off to second base. On the ball, one pitch.
They just giving that up, Jacob.
And I tell you what, I'm looking behind me. As that one sails high, 2-0. You might have to start parking behind the gym to get into this place.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The 2-0 finds its way in there. Strike one.
That looked like it was where the other two were.
That one is fouled off the mask of Coggins. You know, Poto, we was at the, I'll tell you this too, Poto's listening. It's funny he said Terry Labonte because we were at the race last fall in Kenley. As that one goes low. 3-2. It's a full count to Eli Burns. Kenley insisted she buy me a t-shirt while we were at the racetrack. I said, look, you don't have to buy me nothing. It's your money. You do what you want to for you. As that one's a call, strike three and out number three. So Kenley ended up buying me a Terry Labonte shirt at the racetrack last year.
Okay, well, that's cool. You know, anytime your kid does something kind for you, you know, you really cherish that one. So I'm sure you know exactly where that shirt is at all times.
So Fayetteville puts up 11 runs here in the bottom of the second. They lead 13-1, third inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
6 years in a row, that's how long Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling has been voted best heating and air in the Coosa Valley. So when your AC starts acting up this season or quits on you in the middle of a summer scorcher, you already know who to call. Best service, honest work, and a team that treats you right. Don't sweat it. Call Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling today and get back to cool, comfortable living. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
So the top of the third inning we go. I had to throw that station ID in there because Fayetteville was playing at the top of the hour in that big inning they just had. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network here on Mix 106.5. So thank y'all for putting us on the radio this week.
Yeah, we haven't been on Mix in quite a minute, Jacob. I guess you'd have to travel all the way back to football season.
Yes. Jackson Brothers, the pitcher, will lead things off, and it will be Brothers, and Sullivan do up. As Cantrell's first pitch sails high. Here's the 1-0. Just low ball two. Ball three. As Coach Barnett says, he now boycotts NASCAR at Talladega because of the use of restrictor plates. But good news for you, they don't use restrictor plates anymore, as that one finds the inside corner, strike one.
Now, what are restrictor plates, Jacob?
It restricted airflow to the carburetor, slowed the cars down a little bit. Here's a 3-1. Just misses this ball four.
What the hell? You mean to tell me that they're going to govern how fast a car goes in a sport where cars are racing?
Well, you mentioned Bobby Allison earlier, and he's actually the reason why they used restrictor plates when they did, because he flipped at Talladega. And his car almost went in the grandstands because his car was going about 220.
Hey, man, that's just the risk of watching a NASCAR race. That's why you sit up high.
So here's the pitch to Brothers. Curveball in there. Strike one. Ooh. Pretty curveball.
Beautiful.
At that. So now they use a tapered spacer somewhere in the motor, and it restricts airflow that way. Cars go about 205 on a good day at Talladega. It depends on the temperature outside, as he fouls that one back to the screen.
I mean, 205 is fast enough, I guess. NASCAR is just not as cool as it was when you used to build your own car. Now they got what it is, the FCOT, Future Cars of Tomorrow, or whatever.
It's the next gen car now, is what they call it. I hate it. It's a very bad race car.
My dad used to be really into race car, and he said when they came out of those, I guess it was early 90s.
That was late 2000, 2009, 2010.
Oh, he said when they started restricting, he kind of lost interest because it defeated the purpose of the sport.
Kickoff attempt not in time. But me and Kenley will make the trip. Sunday. Is that one? Sales high, and it's 1-2. They were lucky, too, because they got out of school a half a day today, and they're out Monday because of race weekend. So that was a positive of having the school in the same
county
school system.
Double play opportunity here.
There's one.
Boom.
And not in time. As Brothers didn't stop till he was about halfway down the right field line.
Next up for the
but there is one out.
Right fielder number 12.
And here comes the first baseman, Noah Sullivan. I say first base because he was swapped to first base in the last half inning. And that one, fastball misses high. But, you know, as long as Kinley wants to go, I'm going to take her.
Yeah, you got to enjoy those times with the kids, especially since she's interested in it, you know, because you know how teenagers are.
Yeah.
You know how long they're going to be interested in hanging out with you.
As
oh, here, double play.
Hits that one. There's one. Over to first base. Got the – no, didn't get the tag. And he's safe.
Jake, well, I'm going to stop saying it.
And that'll bring
next up for the Little Devils will be the catcher, number 21.
Coggins, the catcher. And we have Cole Courtney coming out of the dugout to pinch run for Sullivan. Put a little speed on the bases there.
Yep.
Because Sullivan, not the he got the start in right field, and he's not the smallest right fielder in the world.
No. He's your power hitter, not your speed guy.
As Fayetteville goes up on Sylacauga in the bottom of the third, they now lead 2-1. And here's the pitch. Finds the strike zone, strike one. The Fayetteville Lady Wolves hosting the Sylacauga Aggies just on the other side of the American flag in center field. And here's the 0-1. Gets Sullivan in the left shoulder. He'll take the trip to first base, and that'll bring up Trey Brown, the left fielder. I'm going to put it to you this way for you folks listening out there. Verbena's outfield is their offensive line on Friday nights in the fall.
Yeah. Yep. Couldn't put it better way there, Jacob.
Because Trey Brown, who's at the plate now, not the smallest left fielder in the world. And that one right down the railroad bed for strike one. That's where I parked. Is that where you parked too?
Where?
On the railroad bed. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Yeah.
It's the safest place to park in these parts.
Yeah, I found it looked like somebody had left or something, and I found a spot not too far from the gate. I'm in my Malibu. I don't really care if it gets hit with a ball. I could have parked right up here, I guess.
I'm in the station wagon. So here's the 0-2. And he'll look at that one, strike three. The dugout's to my right over there, and we'll head to break. Fayetteville leads 13-1. As we head to the bottom of the third, you're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
So all Fayetteville needs is three here to put this one away in the third inning. 13-1, they lead over the Verbena Red Devils. And we will see Franklin, Hernandez, and Goins to lead things off, and they'll face Houston Brothers once again.
Well, I'm shocked. But, you know, Jacob, they know this one's gone. So why would you put another guy in there and let his arm get fatigued? Yeah. Just go ahead and let Brothers finish out. If you score three runs here, they'll call it, right?
Yeah.
You score three runs right here, the game's called anyway. So
15 after 3 or 10 after 5. So Blake Hicks will come in and play right field. And once again, one of them Red Devil offensive linemen subs out in there.
See, Brothers, man, he's just deflated. You can tell by his body language on some of those pitches just then, and you got to hate it for the kid.
So here we go. Like I said, all Fayetteville needs is three, and we'll call this one early.
It should be doable after we scored 11.
Yeah. This is about where things got started.
Yeah.
Franklin with a walk and a hit by pitch. A sacrifice fly in his first two at bats. And here's the pitch from Brothers. That one's outside, ball one. And that was low in the dirt. 2-0.
Jacob, where does Sylacauga finish in their region this year?
Fourth.
Really?
I do believe so. As Franklin will hit that one over to Guzman, who scoops it up over to first base, and there's out number one. That was a good scoop by Guzman out there.
Yeah, it was. Had it been over to the right just a few feet, probably would have got on base, but Guzman was able to run it down.
And that'll bring up Aiden Hernandez. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a huge cut from Hernandez. Strike one. Hernandez hits that one deep in the outfield, but the center fielder, Simmons, will make the catch.
The switches they've made in the outfield starting to pay off, it appears, Jacob.
And that'll bring up Carter Goins.
Ooh.
Curveball in there, strike one. On a good hook. That one low, ball one. Going skies that one. That might come to us, Blake. It's going to fall at the net. And Coggins just gave up on that one.
Yeah, he might have could have had that one. He's probably concerned he'd run into the wall, though.
If he would have stuck his glove out, that would have been out number three.
Yeah, it would have.
So here's the 1-2. Just outside, and it's 2-2. Brings him up on strike three. And that's out three. So the Wolves didn't get three they needed. They go up three down. We'll have the fourth inning on the other side. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can Jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Landers Field, where the Fayetteville Wolves have a pretty decently comfortable lead, 13-1 over the Verbena Red Devils. And Brenton Cantrell will go in for his fourth inning of work. And he will face Blake Hicks to get things going here. He'll face Blake Hicks, Colton Bice, and Versane Guzman.
We can get them up, three up, three down, then get those three runs we needed.
Swing and a miss. That's strike one.
Golly.
What a cut. Here's the 0-1. That one's in the dirt, 1-1. He looked like he was chopping a tree down on that swing.
I never seen a curveball curl like that.
Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. And here's the 1-2. It's just a ball outside, 2-2, or inside on that one, 2-2.
Probably put one right down the middle right here.
So here's the 2-2. Just misses high, and it's a full count. Here's the full count pitch. And that one's low and in the dirt. And Hicks will take off to first base.
Make his way first.
And that'll bring up Colton Bice.
Next up for the Red Devils will be the shortstop, number 8, Colton Bice.
Been a minute since we've seen him in the lineup.
Yeah. Pick off over to first base. Not in time. As Blake Hicks dives back in there safely. Bunt attempt inside, and it's 2-0. It's still 1-0. Here's the 1-0. He bunts that one over his head. Over to first base for out number 1. And Hicks will be safe at second. And that'll bring up Versane Guzman, the second baseman.
Hicks able to get there in time.
So I think it's safe to say if Guzman gets a good hit right there, he's going to be slowed up wherever he runs.
Why didn't you say that? Yep.
Because Guzman, probably the fastest one on the team. And he will square up to bunt. he'll pull it back, and it's an outside pitch, and it's 1-0.
He's getting a little bit of lead there on second.
Here's the 1-0. Guzman squares up the bunt. He'll pull it back, and it's 2-0.
Nothing special, baby. Nothing special. Good.
Come on, boy. Hicks with another big lead.
Yeah. Here's the 2-0.
He's testing his luck.
That one's in there, strike one. As Guzman looks at that one, best pitch he's seen so far this at-bat. At the end of the fourth inning, over at Howard Parker Field, Fayetteville leads Sylacauga 2-1. There's a pitch, and Guzman will foul that one back to the net, and it's an even count at 2. And here's the 2-2. Adios, amigo. Strike 3. And that's the second out.
Next up for the Red Devils will be the center fielder, number 11, Ryan.
And that'll bring up Ryan Simmons, the center fielder. Back to the top of the order we go for the Red Devils.
See if Hicks gets him a lead there on second again.
Here's the first pitch to Simmons. Just outside, 1-0.
Ooh, that was close.
And here's the 1-0. He will hit that one in the gap. It'll get down in front of Burns. As Hicks will hold up at third base. And Simmons in there with a single. And that'll bring up Jackson Brothers.
Next up for the Red Devils, the third baseman, number 32, Jackson Brothers.
An opportunity. Jack, if I get the ball here and you can't get it at first, I'm throwing it home.
So here's the pitch. That's inside, 1-0. That one's in the dirt. Gets behind Williams. Simmons over to first, and Hicks
stays put.
Stays put at third.
Two outs, runners at second and third. Hopefully Cantrell can get Brothers to fly out, or because we don't need to get any more runs scored, Jake, because we're trying to get them put away here in the fourth.
You've been watching the NBA playoffs, any?
I've kept up with it. I ain't really watched it.
Kevin Durant will not play against the Lakers tonight.
Again?
Yeah.
Lakers will probably go up 3-0 then, Jacob. What do you think?
Unfortunately, as Brothers hits that one in the gap, but it finds the glove of Cam Hammonds for out number 3. So the Red Devils leave 2 stranded. Nobody crosses the plate. The Wolves lead 13-1. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
They
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for 65 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. And right now, save $65 off any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical repair. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
New pitcher for the Red Devils, Ryan Simmons, comes out of center field to take over pitching duties for the Red Devils. And Houston Brothers will go to left field, and the left fielder Trey Brown will move over to center field, and Blake Hicks out there in right.
Jacob, did the Wolves finish first in our region?
Yeah, we won the region, the area. That's how we're able to host this weekend. And should they win against the Red Devils tonight or tomorrow, if they force a game three, we'll host again next week.
Okay. And who will we play next week, winner of?
Brantley and Keith, I think, who's playing in that one, but it'll more than likely be Brantley.
Now, where are they out of? That northern.
No, they're from down south.
Oh. Yeah, Keith, predominantly basketball school, right?
Yes.
Thought so. I thought I'd seen him go pretty deep in the playoffs consistently. Had that much awaited pitching change as you was talking about,
yeah.
Jacob.
The same song, different verse. Fayetteville only needs three here to put it away.
You got something coming up that can definitely do it.
And we'll lead things off with Blake McDaniel.
Is he a senior or junior?
He's a junior. And here's the pitch. Ball inside. 1-0. Cam Hammonds awaits on deck. McDaniel hits that one down the third baseline. It'll stay fair. He's around first, and he will reach second base standing up.
That's what we needed to get things underway,
yes.
Jacob.
And that'll bring up Cam Hammonds. Cammons looks at that one, low and inside, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Finds the strike zone 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Hammond skies that one to left center. That should get down. It is down. And Hammond slides in to second base safely on an overthrow. And we now have two runners in scoring position for Brenton Cantrell.
That's one you want up to hit, too.
Number one, Brenton Cantrell.
That is not Shane McMahon coming to the plate. That is Brenton Cantrell. Here's the first pitch. Cantrell fouls that one down the third baseline. It'll bounce off of the Wolves' dugout. And here's the 0-1. Cantrell fouls that one back right to us.
Yep, I flinched on that one.
3-0, Thorsby leads the Childersburg Tigers in the top of the fourth inning over in Chilton County.
Who finished first in Childersburg region?
Thorsby did. And Childersburg finished second. Your top two seeds go in baseball. Everybody else stays at the house. They're getting ready for spring football.
I thought that they were the same. I thought you crossed regions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I thought
no,
that.
No, Altamont won that Childersburg region.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because I didn't think you played within region in the first round.
The
so, like, say the Wolves, you know, were first and Team A was second and Verbena was second and Team B was first, then, you know, Belleville plays Verbena, and then the 2C plays 1C of their region, right?
Yes. So Connor Crumpton will step to the plate.
Now, who finished second in ours?
Woodland, I think. That one.
Hold up.
Umpire had to think about that one. Strike one. And time is called. And a discussion.
Man, Verbena can't get over. Start out with a 1-0 lead, and then things just spiraled out of control.
So here's the 0-1 to Crumpton. Is that one hits Crumpton? And Ethan Jones will step to the plate.
That is not what you wanted to do, Jacob. Now
no.
You're going to lose. You're going to let Ethan Jones hit the ball. Or
pitch around him and score a run.
Exactly. He has the same exact pre-hit ritual, Jacob, every time he hits. I paid attention to it.
So here's the pitch to Jones. That one just outside, 1-0. And Coggins able to keep that one in front of him. Here's the 1-0. Jones fouls that one down the third baseline. Ty Joyner had to evade that one.
I wonder how many balls that he keeps in both of those satchels on his side, Jacob. I've often wondered that. Because they look like he might have three or four in each side.
And here's the 1-1 to Jones. That one's inside, 2-1 to count. Jones finds one he likes. He'll hit that one in the gap. Around comes McDaniel to score, and around comes Hammonds to score. And it is 15-1.
If Crumpton can get to home plate, and this one will be over, we'll await the second game.
So 15-1, Fayetteville leads. And the game that could effectively end this, the run that could effectively end this game, is now standing at second base with only one out. Here's the pitch to Burns Hill. Skyrocket that one somewhere out there. And the parking lot is saved by the trees out there.
Yep. Tree does its job. What kind of trees are those? Those provide a lot of shade.
Well, do you went to school here?
I ain't planted those before my time. They planted them jokers 20 years ago.
You didn't pay attention during Earth Day?
No, I didn't. When I was in school, they started cutting that junk out. You had to sit behind a classroom every goddamn day.
Here's the 0-1 Burns. He'll hit that one over to Brothers. Brothers over to second to get the out. He could have made the tag on Crumpton there. But Crumpton now at third base. Two outs.
It's all up to Eli Franklin now.
And Eli Franklin will step to the plate. See how things are going next door as the top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville leads Sylacauga 2-1. In the top of the sixth. Pickoff attempt over to third base that time, not in time. And John Arant listening in on us. Wanted to know the score. It's 15-1 right now. What do you call
that? Oh, there we go, there we go.
And that'll score Crumpton. And that is, we'll get the official word from the umpire. As Franklin just stood there, the ball was behind him, and it hit off of his bat. And down the third base line, and the umpires are going to keep this thing going. But that's your 15th run right there.
If I was Collier, I'd be going to talk to him about it, unless that don't apply to playoff baseball.
I don't know, but the first pitch to Hernandez misses ball one as Sylacauga's tied it up over there. Now it's 2-2. And Hernandez fouls that one down to third baseline. So a much better game over there across the street than what we're witnessing here.
That it is, Jacob. That is a good point, because it most definitely is.
Here's the 1-1. It gets away from the catcher, Coggins. Everybody will stay put. I might have time to go see the beautiful lady in the concession stands over there between games. Because that's where Brittany's at, and Kenley's over there, too. And here I sit. As that one gets away from Coggins, everybody will stay put. And here's 3-1 as Hernandez will foul that one into the cheap seats down the third baseline, and it's a full count.
You know, unless we're misunderstanding something, Jacob, all this right now just kind of seems pointless.
Yeah, it's a formality at this point. And here's the payoff pitch. Hernandez skies that one to center field. It gets down. Scoring is Eli Burns, and scoring is Eli Franklin, and it is 18-1.
Next up for the Wolves will be the third baseman, number 16, Carter Goins.
And Carter Goins to the plate. So Arby Hammond says this thing does have to go five in playoff baseball.
I didn't realize that. Guess now we know.
Strike one on the lower part of the zone to Carter Goins.
Now I get it, but you know, you kind of risk an injury on if it's got to go five. That means they've got one inning to score like 15 runs.
So here's the 0-1. It hits Carter in the back.
And I thought we scored two extra runs.
We did. It's 18-1. With runners at first and second, two outs.
The first baseman, number 17, Blake McDaniel.
And here is Blake McDaniel. And he will sky that one into the parking lot. And it'll hit off the wall of the auditorium.
Well, hit the parking lot and bounce over the car and hit the wall, Jacob. Somebody's car was just saved.
Yes. As Sylacauga goes up in the top of the sixth. 3-2, they have bases loaded with two outs over at Howard Parker Field.
I was going to get that third out, Jacob.
And there's a curveball to McDaniel over our heads. Watch out, Miss Chaplin. It sounds like it just missed her. As Ever Ogwin comes out of the dugout with a fresh set of baseballs. And he will foul that one down the third baseline.
Jacob, we're saving paper here at Radio Alabama Sports.
Yeah. As I did write the lineups down on a football roster from the Fayetteville Woodland game from back in the fall.
But you know, Jacob, before you know it, it'll be football season again.
Yeah. And McDaniel will foul that one away over our head again. And it misses somebody because you didn't hear the crowd go, ooh. As Fayetteville able to get out of that jam over on the softball field, but Sylacauga does go up in the middle of the sixth. They lead 3-2. McDaniel fouls that one off. And here's the 1-1. Or that should have been 1-2. Brothers finds that one too hot to handle. He'll get it over to first base. Not in time. Everybody safe. And the bases are loaded. And we're going to the younger kids as Ever Ogwin.
Next up for the Wolves, be number 45.
Will step to the plate.
Ever Ogwin. I get his first hit of the day.
And he will bat in the spot of Cam Hammonds.
Walk out song's very catchy.
Yeah.
Is that Bad Rabbit?
I don't know. I don't listen to him.
I don't either.
Now, he does have some catchy stuff. I just don't find myself searching for him on purpose.
I don't really know Spanish, so it's hard for me to listen to a song I don't understand. You know, if I guess if I want to listen to him, I go learn Spanish.
First pitch to Ever, swing and a miss, and a strike one.
I'm not really into kind of music at all, really. Now it's just all day. Nowadays, all the music's vulgar out there, even country, really everything. I ain't really into it, to be honest with you.
Here's the 0-1. He'll hit that one.
That joke about barehanded.
Over to Guzman as Simmons tried to barehand that one, but Guzman swallows it up. He'll stand on second base for out number three. But Fayetteville puts up five here in the bottom of the fourth. The Red Devils now down to their last three outs. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Trapiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
All right, so let's get this thing set up for you as we have a slew of defensive changes for the Fayetteville Wolves. Carter Goins goes from third base over to shortstop. Off of the hill goes Brenton Cantrell to third base. On the hill now, Aiden Hernandez. Blake McDaniel will remain at first base in the outfield, left to right. Hammonds remains out there. Burns remains out there. But Sawyer Braswell now in right field for the Wolves. So a slew of defensive changes. And they'll face Houston Brothers, Noah Sullivan, and Caden Coggins for the Red Devils, who are down to their last three outs in this one. Any surprises from the NFL draft last night?
I was kind of surprised the Jets played it safe and took a pass rusher, and then even more of that is the Rams drafting Ty Simpson.
Yes, that's my biggest. And, you know, it's going to be a while before Ty, you know, is able to start.
I think they could have got him in the second round.
Yeah.
Unless they got some intel that somebody else was going to move up and – which, I mean, to be honest with you, I think he's a heck of a quarterback. But like you said, he's a two-year set, you know, set for a year or two.
Curveball from Hernandez just misses high because, you know, Matthew Stafford, as old as he is playing some really good football right now.
Yeah, I mean, they would have won the Super Bowl had they completed that pass.
Oh, yeah.
On the goal line at fourth and goal.
Hernandez frustrated with that one. It gets away from him 2-0.
Because the Patriots, man, they just – they got lucky getting there, man. They wasn't really that good.
3-0 from Hernandez.
most of the reason that they were there is because everybody pooped their pants when they played them in the playoffs. They got super lucky and then got exposed.
His brothers hits that one over to Goins at short. Over to first for out number one. And that'll bring up Noah Sullivan, who is playing first base right now for the Red Devils.
Jacob, is the Patriots going to be able to have their coach next year?
I don't know. That stuff's so confusing right now.
Yeah, he's also confused on who his wife is.
So Sullivan skies that one out to the outfield. Brazel will get under it, and the Red Devils down to their last out. And that'll bring up Caden Coggins, the catcher.
One more out to win this one.
First pitch to Coggins outside. Ball one. The 1-0 fouls that one away. 1-1. The 1-1 swing and a miss, and the Red Devils down to their last strike. And the pitch, ground ball over to short, over to first. It's in time for out number three, and that's the ball game. Fayetteville wins game one of a two-game set this evening, 18-1.